what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, I took another little swim. I feel like Esther Williams in my little pretend 50-foot what were those famous pools that Esther Williams swam, and actually, I guess they were called Esther Williams or beauty pools or something, right? Well, I was frolicking in my my Kmart special beauty pool this morning after I got off the treadmill. Of course, it was another wonderful, beautiful day here in what someone referred to yesterday as Philadelphia, or Philadelphia, I should say. And of course, I live outside of Philadelphia. Boy, I'm telling you know what? I just finished eating peanut butter toast, so that's a problem. I think I need to lose the peanut butter toast before I go on the air. It probably makes more sense, right, than trying to talk to everybody when I've got peanut butter stuck to the roof of my mouth. But anyway, it's another wonderful day here in Philadelphia, and I don't refer to it as that, although there are some aspects of Philadelphia that are rather funky, to say the least. But anyway, it's another wonderful, warm, hot, humid day here on the East Coast in the Northeast, the land of the fruits and nuts. And there are many of those. Actually, I think there's many of those kind of wandering all over the country, which is kind of what helps to create this problem that we're all fighting. And I've got another great guest lined up today. Isn't it wonderful? I always have good guests. Anyway, this is a gentleman that many of you have probably heard before, because he's been on some of the other shows here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so after we come back from the first break, which will be in a couple of minutes, will it be in a couple of minutes? Yes, it'll be in a couple of minutes. Wait a second, where am I today? Yep, it's going to be in a couple of minutes. I'm trying to think which clock I'm working off of, because I bounce between RBM and the other station. I'm doing two different clocks, so sometimes I forget whether I'm a foot or horseback, but I guess I'm a foot, and I now know which clock we're working off of. So we're going to be going to break in a couple of minutes, and then when we come back, we'll have Jerry Kirk on with us, and his website is freedom-school.com. And so this should be a real interesting conversation. I'm not familiar with what Jerry is all about, but I know many of you are, because actually, Jerry had called into my show on Friday, and he was talking about the 9/11 system, the 911 system, so we'll get into that. But I know a lot of you are familiar with him because of his interviews on other shows here, and so this should be interesting to me. I'm not up on all of the things that Jerry is up on. So, hey, it'll be a big learning experience for me, and I'm sure some of you who are listening. So I'm very excited about that. I look forward to it. It's always important to have information and lots of it and a lot of different perspectives, because that's the only way you can make an informed decision, as far as I'm concerned. And that's been the problem here in this country, because we've been only getting one side of the story, and that's kind of why we're at where we're at today, because those who are in control only gave us the one side, the hustle. So now we're going to hear the truth. So I think, hey, I'm excited. I can hear the break music this morning. It's always a good thing. Listen, kids, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. My name is Maggie. Hang in there, everybody. We will be right back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
And those of you who would like to call into the show this morning, and once we get the clocks all straightened around, but we've got them straightened around, I guess it's always different, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, if you want to get in touch with me, a link to my guest website, which is freedom-school.com, will be up on my website today. And, of course, we always throw a podcast up there, too, as well. So that'll be tonight. And I wanted to mention, which I thought about this while we were on that quick break, that I wanted to mention, listen, I was out frolicking in my foot-high Kmart special glamour pool, and it made me think of water, which, of course, it always does. Naturally, how could you not? You're sitting in water. But you got to have water. And so the Berkey water filters that John is selling, you need to get one. If you don't have one, you're going to be SOL when the stuff hits the fan and you have not a drop to drink. So I don't think drinking muddy water or water and that hasn't been purified is going to be any fun. Plus, it's not going to be real healthy either. You usually end up with a lot of funky illnesses related to waterborne illnesses and waterborne pathogens, and it doesn't make for a fun existence. And since we all want to try to survive, the coming, I'll use the term Armageddon because a better one doesn't come to mind at this moment, then you're going to need to have some water to make that happen. So you need to get this Berkey water purification system. If you don't have it, that's what you need to be operating or you need to be doing today. Okay, it's real important that you do that. Now, listen, my guest this morning is Jerry Kirk. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Good morning, Maggie. How are you today? I'm doing fairly good since it's not after 12 and it's not steaming hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be real. You're in Arkansas, right, Jerry?
Yes, ma'am, and we're going through a pretty strong drought here.
Yeah, yeah, I know you guys are. Plus, it's, you've got a major heat wave hitting that area, too, which, of course, I guess it's going to hit all the whole country, too. But, yeah, you guys are kind of suffering big time out there.
Yeah, the hay production is about 50% off.
So, wow.
You know, it's going to get hard to feed cows pretty soon.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, then there goes slaughtering of cows, and the price of meat will continue to go up, and... I don't know. Things don't look too promising on the horizon, do they?
Well, I hope that maybe in the second hour to touch base on a subject that I'm not hearing anybody talk about at any level, be it national media, alternative media, or anything like that. And I'm hoping the second hour to touch base on something that I think is directly related with the earth changes that are going on.
Well, sure. You're welcome to say whatever you'd like to say, Jerry. I'm all about free speech, so... We can talk about anything you'd like. Your website is entitled freedom-school.com, and I know you were online as I was talking before I brought you on. I'm not up on a lot of the things that you refer to on your website. So where would you like to begin with that? Would you like to start with the 911 that we were talking about on Friday, that whole system? You can start anywhere you like, as far as I'm concerned, Jerry, so... You got
the
floor,
kid. I'd first like to point out it's not my website. I don't own a computer, and I don't know how to operate one. But
all right. Well, the website.
Very nice gentleman in Austin, Texas. His first name is James. He just put my material up there on that website. What I'd like to maybe start with, if it's okay, is ask some simple questions that maybe you would participate and answer for me, or, you know, maybe let the, you know, while I ask them, let the listeners try to answer them themselves.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me, there's a word called land, L-A-N-D. Would you be able to tell me the different types of land and, you know, how many there are and just a short, you know, discussion as to what each one is?
Well, you mean like titles to land, fee simple?
No, just land.
That kind of thing?
No, just land, L-A-N-D.
Kinds of land there is? I don't know, agricultural land? I don't know. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, no, I'm referring to the types of land in law.
Okay, well, I don't know, so why don't you tell us?
Okay. You have something called submerged land, which is always underwater. You have something that's called lowland, which is occasionally underwater. And then you have upland, which is not underwater. And the purpose of why I just wanted to ask a few questions like this is because a lot of people actually don't know what the meanings of words that they're using when they're having a discussion.
Okay.
And if you're, you know, wrong at the get-go, it's pretty hard to get right, you know, when you're standing in front of a courtroom or you're having a discussion that's very important to your life.
Well, yeah, I agree. If you're not talking the same language, then you're kind of in deep doo-doo, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And what I'm trying to hit on, and I want to ask a couple more, is individuals have something called a perception, and their perception creates their reality. And if their perception is incorrect, then their reality is incorrect. And so we have to correct our perceptions, and part about what your show is trying to educate folks so that they can know what they're talking about. And I think that's correct about your show, isn't it?
Well, that's my goal, yes.
Okay, well, that's great. I'd like to ask you, is there something called private property or private property right in this country?
Well, yeah, there is something called it. Whether it exists or not, I probably would have to say is another story entirely, but there are things called that.
Yes.
Yes.
And people call them that because of their perception. in this country, if you have some land and you have some sort of a deed for it, you once a year get a bill. And on the envelope, it says property taxes. So people say, see, I own property. However, when you look at the bill, it says real estate taxes. Doesn't say anything about private property or property taxes. It says real estate taxes. So there is no such thing, actually, with respect to dirt, land, as private property or right. And if you take a look at the word real estate taxes, those three words, it really means really in an estate. Or really in a trust. And all of the land in this country was taken away by the very first bankruptcy action of this country. And what would bankruptcy action would you think is the very first one that happened in this country?
I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to tell me.
It's the War of 1812. And so everybody wants to refer to the bankruptcy of 1933, which was not a bankruptcy. It was a filing of bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy was accepted in the last day of 1938. So that's the bankruptcy date. So we have to find out, we have to get straight as to where things begin. And if we're not straightened out on that, then we're referring to the incorrect bankruptcy. How did we lose our land? How did we use our so-called lose private property? Well, it was from the Treaty of 1812. And very few people would say, what? You got to be kidding me. I mean, they just don't recognize it. Well, the Peace Treaty Paris of 1783, it stated in there that all debts that were contracted during the war had to be paid back in British sterling pounds. And this country never paid it back, and when they didn't pay back by 1812, then England said, well, we're going to come in here and teach these colonies of ours, which they were still colonies. And people thought they were states, but they were real colonies. And we're going to teach them a lesson, and in this treaty, we're going to take all of their mineral rights, we're going to take all of their timber rights, and we're going to have clauses in there that we can take anything else that we want. And that's how we lost what people call private property. And people want to talk about, and they say, well, I've got a right. You know, I bought this. Well, you bought it with certain restrictions, and they just didn't disclose this to you. And they want to talk about constantly in this country. Have you heard about the right to own a gun, the right to religion and speech? Have you heard about those rights?
Yes, I have.
Well, a right is something that's given to somebody. And a king or a sovereign gives you a right. In the Word of God, the word right never occurs except in a directional sense. In the Word of God, the only thing that He gives us is responsibilities and duties. He never gives us a right. He doesn't say you got the right to free speech. He doesn't say you have the right to be free. As a matter of fact, the Christ says, you must serve God or you must serve Mammon. There's no freedom. You only have a choice. The only free choice you have is to serve God or serve Mammon, which is the mankind operation. And so we're all servants. We're all slaves. And we've been fostered with this opinion, land of the free, home of the brave. And everybody says, I'm free. I want to be a free man. Well, a free man is somebody standing out in the middle of a pasture waiting for the next horde of mongrels to come capture you. Well, if you're a servant of the Christ, you've got him in front of you. They have to knock him down first before they get to you. And that's where my life has gone for the last 20 years. I've
Jerry,
gotten behind
hang on.
Him.
Hold that thought, Jerry, because we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm joined this morning by Jerry Kirk, and his website is, for those of you who'd like to go there, freedom-school.com, freedom-school.com. Please go there, check out his information. And when we went to break, Jerry, you left off with saying that, talking about you couldn't serve two masters, God or Mammon, I believe, is where we left off. So if you'd like to pick up there, that'd be great.
All right, thank you. I'd like to read something to you, a quote. A civil right is a right given and protected by law, and a person's enjoyment thereof is regulated entirely by law that creates it. 82 California 369, 1927. So here we've got now the word right, and it's being defined as something that's given to you by man's law, and your enjoyment is regulated, okay? So what happens to people is they look in, for example, like in code enforcement, and they say, I've got property rights. Well, you don't have property rights. We just discussed that, and you only have civil rights, and the government gave you some so-called civil rights, and they can take it away. Another court case says the grantor may grant to the grantee whatever he wishes and remove at whim. So, around this country, people have that, you know, nice and fat and enjoying life and their credit cards and their interest and, you know, all this stuff. And over the last four, five, six, seven, 8 decades, everything that they thought they have has been taken away by some of these really wonderful government employees called congressmen and senators and, you know, members of your state legislature and stuff like that. Just wonderful individuals. And then
well,
they
I know you're being sarcastic here.
I have to put certain numbers on the outside of my house. I don't want to do that. Well, you have a civil right. So how did somebody get civil rights?
Well, that's a good question then.
Well, they volunteered to become a federal employee, and in specific, a military employee, by getting a Social Security number. And that's what the law said, that a Social Security number is totally voluntary, and if you do have a Social Security number, you're a federal employee. Are you a federal employee, Maggie?
Sure.
Does that make you real
happy? I guess by your definition, I am, because I have a Social Security number.
Well, by definition of the U.S. Supreme Court and by case law. Now, folks have said, well, you know, I paid into Social Security for the last four, five, 6 decades. And, you know, I want my money back, you know, because they pay me so much a month. Well, let's read what the U.S. Supreme Court said in Halvering versus Davis, 301 U.S. 619. And with respect to Social Security contributions, and I quote, true taxes, the purpose being simply to raise revenue. No compliance with any scheme or federal regulation is involved. The proceeds are paid unrestricted into the Treasury as internal revenue collection available for the general support of the government. So,
okay,
all they are is an additional income tax. And every year, Congress has to renew the Social Security benefits up, down, or leave them the same. And that's under the military budget. And there's not a single dime in anybody's specific name. As a matter of fact, if you investigate the Social Security system, you'll find that the same number, in other words, you know, whatever nine-digit number that somebody has,
right,
repeat two, three, and four times. I've given the same number to three and four different individuals in many cases. That makes their payouts look smaller. And so they're even scamming you on who's got the numbers. So how many people in the United States have a Social Security number?
Millions. So how? Let me ask you a question, Jerry. How did you discover that they're giving three and the same Social Security number out to three or four different individuals? How did you come across that information?
In the late 1980s, I came across this guy that had a very large computer company and did analysis for the federal government. And he was awarded a very large, many millions of dollars contract to, you know, review Social Security and find out if they had any problems. And he came across that many of the numbers have two, three, and four individuals assigned to the same number. Now, when he brought all that information out, federal government got pretty ticked off at him and shortly thereafter canceled his contract. Okay. So, in the answer of how many people that have a Social Security number in the United States is 100%. It's not 99.999, it's 100%. If you have
Jerry, hold that thought because we're going to break. That's the cue music. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Jerry Kirk. We will be right back, so hang in there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion radio show. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Jerry Kirk, and we are talking about his perception, I guess, versus reality, Jerry, I guess is one way to put it, huh?
Well, I'm talking about certain people's perception versus my reality, or the reality of our court system and the entire world, because most people are under a false perception. And the Word of God, you know, it's called we're being deceived, and in other words, we're being lied to. And I'm pretty sure you don't like it if you've been lied to. I'm pretty sure of that. Is that correct, Maggie?
Well, I think, Jerry, that'd probably be correct for most people who had half a brain.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to do is part of the theme of your entire program is you say that you want to, you know, talk about truth one word at a time. And so I figured today that I would try and follow your theme of your, you know, entire program and try to go one word at a time. To maybe expand people's reality. Anyway, in the United States, 100% of the people have a Social Security number. However, those individuals, those that have a Social Security number, they're called a person.
Okay.
Which is defined as any firm, organization, corporation, blah, blah, blah. So as a consequence, you also have individuals that are known somewhat as people. And they don't have a Social Security number, like me. And you can revoke your Social Security number. You got in by their system, and you got to get out by their system.
Okay.
It's in Title 26, 871A through D of the United States Code. And it says in there that you can revoke your election. Now, would you think most people would say that revoking your elections is pulling back your vote and saying, no, I didn't vote for Barack Obama, or I didn't vote for, you know, Bush or whoever? Would you think that's what most people think about the word election?
Yeah, I think they would think it would mean a choice that they have.
Correct. It's a choice. And when you elect to do something, it's a choice or it's voluntary. And so people volunteered to get a Social Security number. And it's right in the United States Code how to revoke all your elections, get rid of your Social Security number. So if you don't have a Social Security, you are without the United States. In other words, you are not inside their domestic domain of theirs.
Even though you're physically present on the soil?
No, ma'am. When you are not inside the United States, you are not physically on their soil, provided you do one more thing. You cannot be a resident. You have to be an inhabitant. And you cannot receive mail. Wait, people say, wait a minute. I have to get mail. No, that's not true. You can receive post, P-O-S-T, and post does not require a zip code. But if you have a zip code associated with your address, you now have been brought into the 10-square-mile District of Columbia by law. And these are, I've been doing this since 1997, and I get envelopes and boxes to a post address, and I get them all the time. I know someone in Missouri who picked up on my 8-line address. He's got letters back from the Missouri Supreme Court to his 8-line address. It works. You know, people send me stuff all the time. So I'm without the United States. But let's go to a key word, person. Okay? A civil right is a right given and protected by law and a person's enjoyment. See the word person. When we look in the what they call a Bill of Rights, which is again a misnomer, it was originally entitled the Bill of Restriction. Everybody said, it's a Bill of Rights now. No, it's a Bill of Restriction. Look at the original paperwork, Bill of Restriction. It says the people have a right to bear arms. Doesn't say one thing about person. But if you have a Social Security number and a zip code, you become a person. Now, let's go to the highest level of understanding of the word person. This is from 2 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 14. Neither doth God respect any person. Now, if God doesn't respect a person, why would I want to be a person? Forget about all this other law. He doesn't respect them. Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 21. Chapter 28, verse 21. To have respect to persons is not good. That's pretty simple. Why would I want to be a person? At the highest level of law, the father says he doesn't respect a person. So why would I want to be a person?
Well, I don't know. Hey, Jerry, would you like to take a caller? We've got a caller who's been on hold hanging
in there. Sure,
so let's grab a caller right now. We have, who was it here? We've got Mark in Georgia. Hey, Mark, you on the line with us?
Yeah. I guess the question is, can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit, Mark, because I'm having a hard time.
I'm just putting the microphone right next to my mouth. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. I get the impression, and this is, my impression is that the term person means position, like the person of such and such an office, that when it says God is no respecter of persons, it means whatever title like Esquire or Doctor or whatever title a person may have. Sorry?
I've said like Congressman, Senator, or President.
I get the impression more and more people are realizing that just because people call themselves representative, representing who, you know, and that's one of the things I respect about Jim Traficant is he, you know, he dared to tell people the truth that essentially Congress is the liaison between us and the international banksters. And my understanding is that the Constitution itself was a bankruptcy that was led to by basically each state had their own basically continental script. And basically, my impression, and I qualify this as such because I haven't substantiated this, is that basically they got the King George got samples and counterfeited the continental currency in order to procure goods, and that's what led us into bankruptcy. Is that a fairly accurate assessment, or what do you think?
Well, it's somewhat close, except for the fact that the entire Constitution of the United States of America is a total and complete fraud that was perpetrated on the people. Now, I am one of the very few individuals, I think, with another man, that in the early 90s wrote all of the original 13 colonies or states and asked for the enabling or authorization legislation to have a constitutional convention. There is none. Zero. Zip. As a matter of fact, the rules and the enabling legislation said that they could amend only the Articles of Confederation. There were numerous other requirements in there, and all of them were violated. But then going forward, it's rather interesting, is to do a motion for discovery on the corporate charter of the United States of America. And you will find that the Constitution of the United States of America was registered in London, England, 6 months prior to the Constitutional Convention.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah, oops. You will also find that they gave out, after they did this so-called Constitution, 3 different copies that had different verbiage. They gave one to the North Atlantic, one to the Mid-Atlantic, one to the South Atlantic. I read the photocopies of an original letter from a senator up in the Northeast, it was like Connecticut, to a guy in South Carolina. And they compared their constitutions, and they found that they had different verbiage. So they got a senator from the Middle Atlantic states, and he had different verbiage in his constitution. Remember, we didn't have fax machines, photocopiers, stuff like that then. You had to go sit down and write it out.
I got
Well, those particular constitutions are housed in Virginia and West Virginia University, and you have to be a member of the bar to look at them. So back in the 90s, I got a member of the bar to go up to there. He thought I was an idiot. He came back, and he apologized profusely in front of all the attorneys and legal aides and secretaries in his law office and said, they got different verbiage. I just told you the cause of the Civil War. The states found out they'd been scammed, that they had different constitutions. And so the entire country is a fraud. And, you know, of the American Constitution. Individuals that are state citizens, as opposed to federal citizens, they happen to be under the Articles of Confederation. And, you know, I've taken it one step farther. I'm under the jurisdiction of the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, the Christ. And where jurisdiction is not squarely challenged, it is presumed to exist. Well, I've been doing this for 14 years, and no one's challenged me. They're kind of afraid to say, hey, there's no God. There is no Christ. They're really afraid to do that. And I say, hey, put it in writing. Let me just, you know, put it in writing. Let me advertise this around the country. You're not under God. And that his laws don't count. They seem to be a little afraid of that.
Now, I mentioned the British Accreditation Registry. They always call it the Bar Association. I'll never forget, I asked a paralegal at this law firm that was suing me over an alleged debt. And I was saying, oh, yeah, well, I should have given them a debt validation letter. That would have ended it in a hurry, but I'd only got that more recently. But basically, I asked her about this. Did these attorneys know about the British Accreditation Registry? And there was this long, drawn-out pause, like, what's wrong? Well, I don't want to answer that question. Like, why not? Like, I can't really get into it. So these attorneys know perfectly well what BAR stands for, I take it. And they know, if they don't know that there was an original 13th Amendment, they should, right?
Yes, that's totally true, what you're saying about the attorneys and things of that nature, but, you know, getting them to say that is, you know, to confirm that is only able to be done in writing, and you have to quote certain U.S. Supreme Court cases to get that information out of them. And I'm trying to turn to something to give you a quote. Maybe I'll be able to get it, but maybe I won't. I don't have it handily.
Hey, right Jerry, now. there was one comment I wanted to make. You were talking about how you felt that they were kind of afraid that there is no God to say that, you know, we're not under God. They'd be kind of afraid to do that. And I'm going to differ with you a little bit on that, because right now I think that there's a concerted effort to break the bonds that people in this country have with God and Christianity. I think there's a concerted effort to try to eliminate that from the public square, so to speak. So I don't know if they're so afraid to do that as you intimate. I'm not sure if that's entirely... if they were afraid, they certainly don't seem to be very afraid today.
Well, I apologize. I wasn't clear. I said the Father in heaven, his only begotten Son, the Christ, and the Father's law. Now, then I turned around and said, they are afraid to say there's no God. I delineate God is not a proper term. It was never used in the original scriptures. Okay?
Agreed.
And it's something that was thrown in the last 1,000 years into our terminology, God. You know, from right to left, it spells dog, D-O-G. All of our writing used to be from, when you read writing, it was from your right to left. They just didn't switch that around for people. But they are afraid to put it in writing, the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son. And that's the difference. They will not do that because I am under his laws, and they do not want to come out and say, oops, his laws don't exist. They don't do that. That scares them to death. At least that's been my experience for 14 years.
All right. Hey, Mark, you got another question real quick? Otherwise, we're going to take another caller from New Mexico. Anything else you'd like to say, Mark?
I just like the parting shot is I'd like to know the distinction between the different variants of the Constitution and which one. Now, apparently they unified and said this is the one that's going to apply to all of us after the Civil War, unless I miss your drift. It was after the Civil War that all the states, which, of course, was redefined to political subdivisions of federal government. So we unified under which variant of the Constitution, and what's the significance of these differences?
Well, there's probably... 500,000 different laws that modified the Constitution under, you know, the Supremacy Clause of Article 6 and all the laws that are made. There is no such thing as a Constitution that you can read and say, oh, that's what I've got. You've got to look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of laws that they've modified everything. They've changed people into persons. Now you got to have a background check to buy a gun and so forth. So the Constitution, when people look at it, is this, you know, amalgam of goofiness.
Okay.
Of how much corruption is allowed. That's all that America is about, is how much corruption is allowed. There's no laws against corruption. You're allowed to charge so much interest. Well, usury is against the Father's law. So they just say, well, you can only charge 18%, not 30. You know, it's just that much corruption, 18%. And it's still usury, and it's against the Father's law. There's nothing in there that if you go in and you're a 14th Amendment person, citizen, and you walk and you say something about the Constitution, the judge laughs at you. Tells you, shut up, we're not here about the Constitution. The reality of what it is and what people's perception are two different things.
All right. Hey, Mark, did that answer your question?
Well, like I say, I gather what you're saying is there's a lot more to it than you can go into concisely, right?
Exactly. You just have to do what the Christ says in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 4. Oh, my people, come out of her, being Babylon, lest you partake of her sins and her plague.
Yep.
And if you get out of Babylon, that's what I'm about, is coming out of Babylon.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Listen, we've got about another minute. Let's grab E.T. in New Mexico, and then I'll hold you over after we go to the break, E.T., okay? Hey, listen, E.T., we're going to break right now, so hang on. I'm going to pick you up when we come back in 3 minutes. Hang in there, everybody. This is Maggie. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm talking this morning with Jerry Kirk, and his website is freedom-school.com, freedom-school.com. if you'd like to go there and find out more information about what Jerry's talking about this morning. And before we went to break, Jerry, I had mentioned we'll take another caller. We have E.T. in New Mexico. So hello, E.T. Phone home.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, E.T. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. You need to speak up a little bit, though, if you would, please.
Okay. This is comments regarding jurisdiction. Now, you claim after all this various work and various procedures that you claim God and the Christ as your jurisdiction. Now, that's just arbitrary because if I was a Muslim, I could claim Allah or Muhammad as my jurisdiction. And if I was a Buddhist, I could claim the Buddha as my jurisdiction. Am I right?
Yes, if you happen to be a Canaanite and you don't believe in the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, the Christ, you could believe in other gods. Yes, you could. I don't believe that. I know the Christ is the only begotten Son of the Father in heaven. I know that. I don't think that. I don't believe that. I know that.
No, but this is natural, a natural thing we're talking about. See, you're mixing religion with government and with politics. I know they're kind of inseparable, but still, there's supposed to be a separation of church and state.
Yes, well, you may believe that, but I don't believe that, and I do not participate in religion. It's defined in the United States Code as sectarian, a sect, S-E-C-T. The Father's law, the Christ puts very clearly, he is the light, the way, the life. It is a lifestyle. You must keep his laws, his dietary laws. You must keep his appointed day. You may not participate in usury. You can't participate in being a queer and so forth. You know, you do what he says, and the Christ says, you cannot serve God, which in the original language serves the Father.
Well, I'm a Buddhist, and Buddhism has its own rules, too, and there's many rules in Buddhism, and it's not unlike any other religion. But my point is that it's got to be accessible and open to every religion. You cannot just pigeonhole it with Christianity.
I disagree with you 100%. Christianity is Dharmaism. Christianity is the way of the heathen. Look at Amos, chapter 9, verse 12. And of the heathen that are called after my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. That's the Christ.
So there's no remedy or recourse for any other religion. They will have to be 14th Amendment congressional slaves. Because unless they're a Christian, unless they buy into Christianity, there's no remedy for them. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that I am not a Christian. The Christian is Christianism is a religion. And I am not part of a religion. I am part of the Father's jurisdiction, his law.
There has to be remedy and recourse for everyone in America. You cannot just have remedy and recourse for a certain sector, a certain denomination.
Again, I'm not
hang
a certain
on,
denomination.
Hang on, both of you, E.T. and Jerry, listen, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in about a minute. It's a quick break. Hang in there, E.T. Hang in there, Jerry. We'll be right back. You can continue this discussion.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into